producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. And if you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season, whether it's shrubbery outside, whether it's indoor plants, or problems with rodents or insects or diseases. We're here to help you. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Daniel, who's up next? We have open lines, so give us a call and we'll help you out. Now, we were talking early in the program about protection of newly planted shrubs. And plants that need a little bit of extra help, especially the first couple of years, are your broadleaf evergreens. Things like azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, boxwood, and then your roses and your hydrangea. Because if we have an open winter with a lot of wind, the wind will dehydrate the hydrangea and it will kill the flower buds. And you'll have great foliage in the spring, but you won't have any flowers on them. Roses dehydrate, and once they do, they die. So you need to have some snow cover. But there is an answer, and it's to use an anti-desiccant, something like Wiltproof. It's a product that's made with a pitch-type product, and you apply it to the plant when the temperatures are above 50, even in the mid-40s, and it will protect your plant for the entire winter. And you think an investment of less than a dollar will make a big difference to save a $35 plant. Well, we have the founder of Wiltproof joining us this morning to tell you about the product and how it works and what it's made of. His name is Brad Nichols. Brad, good morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
Just fine, thanks.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a good Thanksgiving, and I have to say right off the bat that I had a good morning reading the paper, because the encyclopedia people, the Farmer's Almanac and so forth, say that this winter is looking out to be worse than last winter.
Oh.
And all I could think of was, well, boy, they better get the Wiltproof up now.
Now, tell our listeners what makes Wiltproof so unique that it will last for such a long period of time.
Okay. That's a very good question, and it's very important because we are really the only antitranspirant on the market anywhere in the world, as far as we know, that has a long-lasting clause in our promotional material and our labeling and so forth. The reason it's longer-lasting is because we have a formula, not even our formula, it's the formula that the Miller Chemical Company has had, and they came to this company years and years, 60 years ago, and said, we think we've got a formula that you'll like better than the one you've got. So we tried it out and so forth and made some changes, and they were right, and we went to Miller Chemical, and they've been making the product ever since. And the way they make it is a bit of a secret. I don't even know, but it's in the formula that they use with their concentrate, which is basically pine oil or a pine rosin from the pine tree, a natural biodegradable product. And it's thicker. It's much a thicker product. You don't see it by the common eye, but it's a thicker covering for the plant foliage, which reduces evaporation of moisture from the plant. So when there's water stress and the water coming in the frozen roots in the wintertime, then this coating helps maintain the moisture in the plant foliage and keeps it over the winter. And what it has is the ability of lasting, because the coating is thick, and as the top of the coating wears off with the rain, the wind, and the weather, there is another coating right underneath it that comes to the fore and protects again for however long the weather will allow it to last. And I would say probably 3 or 4 weeks would be about a fair figure, but that can last for 4 or 5 months. So we like to say that Wilt-Proof will last 3 to 4 months to be safe, but many times it lasts a lot longer than that, and that's where you get the added protection.
So it's like when you put it on, it's like a book. So when the sun destroys the first layer, it peels off and you've got a brand new page.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Now,
that's well put. The way you put it is well put.
Now, how about for people that are going to be decorating? Can they use Wilt-Proof on either like a live Christmas tree or a cut Christmas tree and greens that they have inside the house?
They can use it on any greens they want to use it on, whether it be cut or live, as long as they spray outdoors in daylight, because the product needs ultraviolet rays in order for it to polymerize properly and do what I just said it will do, give us a thicker finish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if people buy a cut Christmas tree, they stand it up, put the tree stand on it in their garage, and allow the branches to come down, and then open up the garage door, put the tree outside, or leave it with just the door open, spray the tree with the Wilt-Proof. And I know a lot of people have a wood stove, they have a coal stove, a pellet stove, and the house gets dry very, very quickly. So using something like Wilt-Proof will prevent a lot of needle drop-off.
That's very true. That's very true. As far as leaving the tree in the garage, it reminds me that, of course, you can get some snow and some rain and so forth, and the tree should be dry before you spray it at a dilution rate of 1 to 5, excuse me. And then when you spray it, you want to bring it out of the garage on a dry day and spray it and let it dry outdoors to get the ultraviolet rays, not sunlight necessarily, but... And when it's dry, then you can bring it in the house and do whatever you want to with it.
Right. So if you can spray it, let it sit in the sun for a few hours, then it will make all of the products work better, seal up all of the pores, and it will help to retain the moisture a lot better.
That's now, correct, but not necessarily sun.
Okay, as long as it's light.
Daylight. Both
daylight.
Violet rays.
Okay. Now, what is the temperature for applying Wilt-Proof to shrubbery? outside. You put in some new boxwood, holly, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel. What should the temperature be, minimum temperature, okay, so that you can have good results?
You can spray Wiltproof anytime, as long as the spray does not freeze on the foliage while you're spraying, and for the 2 or 3 or 4 hours afterwards for drying time, in daylight, not necessarily sunlight. So that's tricky to say that you can spray anytime as long as the spray doesn't freeze on the foliage, which is very true. But don't pay too much attention to the thermostat, because the thermostat could show you it's 34 degrees and you say, oh good, now I can spray. But it may have been 34 degrees all night long, so that limb may still be freezable, if you will, when you put the spray on. So the best thing I've done is to get a glass of water and go out and spray a glass of water on the limb. And if there's no ice forming on the water, then you go ahead and spray the Wiltproof.
Okay, that's a great tip. So that way you can precast to make sure, because if you spray it and it freezes directly on the plant, it's not going to do its job properly.
No, it'll fall off.
It'll just fall off. Okay, Brad, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, let's give people your website so that they can get more information about Wiltproof.
Yep.
A dealer located where they can find the product,
yep,
and even a phone number where they can get in touch with you for more information.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Perrin. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Brad Nichols from the Wilt Proof Company. And as some of you know, Wilt Proof is a wonderful, wonderful product to put on your evergreen plants at this time of the year to protect them, to get through a harsh winter. And the way last winter was, we really need protection. Brad was reading in this morning's paper that this coming winter is going to be as bad or even worse than last year, which I don't see how it could be worse. But we're talking about the product and what it does for the plant. Now, Brad, do you have a website where people can go to get some information about Wilt Proof?
I do, Paul. Our website is wiltproof.com. Wilt, misspelled proof, purposely P-R-U-F, wiltproof.com, and you will get our complete website, which tells you just about everything you need to know about the product and what it does and how it does it. And I would like to mention that we do have a store locator as one of the topics on the website, and it's a very unusual, I think, store locator, because when they pop up, they're shown by state and by the town they're from, and the telephone and the zip code, everything you need to know about that store, where they're located and everything. And you can separate them by categories. In other words, if you want to know from the town where they are, you click on the top heading for a column, and you put down Brooklyn, New York, or any town, little towns in the country, and it'll be listed alphabetically, and you can easily find the town you're looking for, and you can get the phone number, or if you want to just get the name of the store, you can just click on the top of the column, and they'll give you the stores all in alphabetical order. Many other outfits have a similar thing, but you list it by zip code. And yes, this will show you the zip code in the numerical order, but that really doesn't do much for you, so we don't recommend you using that.
Right.
And so by putting the zip code in the space where it's asking you to put in what you want, don't use the zip code. Use the instructions that says the two initials of your state, CT for Connecticut, and so forth, Don't try to use the zip code in the instruction column there where they ask you what you want to use.
Wonderful. Now, besides that, we were talking about how you can use it on different plants. And if you've got a lot of plants, I know you sell a ready-to-use for somebody that may be just wanting to do their Christmas tree. But you also sell it in a concentrate if you have several or a lot of shrubs that you need to treat so that they can survive the winter a lot easier.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because, yes, we have the concentrate, both in pint, quart, gallons, 5 gallons, and up even bigger for the big users. This is a very important thing. Let's just say you're using a quart container to mix it one part concentrate to 5 parts of water. Notice I use the word part. A part can be any measured quantity. It can be a pint, a quart, a cup, it's a 8-ounce cup. So once you pick the part, then you put the one part of that and 5 parts of water and mix it up. And you add the concentrate to the water always first. Always add the concentrate to the water, then mix that up thoroughly. You should mix the concentrate up before you even pour it into the water. Mix the concentrate first, then pour it into the water, and then mix that mixture.
Wonderful.
And that'll give you a nice spray, and it'll do the job for you.
Yeah, and if you've got a lot of evergreen plants or a lot of roses or hydrangea, it would be a big saving to buy the concentrate, and you can mix it in a pump sprayer, and then just take a walk out in the yard, treat all of your plants, and when spring comes, there'll be a lot less damage.
That's right.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be talking to you again in another 2 or 3 weeks, and we appreciate all of your time and information to keep our plant material safe and fresh during the year. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her chrysanthemums.
Judy, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have chrysanthemums that I purchased this fall. They were field dug.
Oh, great.
Now, can I winter them over? Do I need to bring them out? Because I haven't planted them in the ground yet.
Okay.
Is it too late?
Well, I had wished that you had potted, that you had planted them so that they would have time to get established in the ground.
Right.
So are they in a pot now?
Yes.
Okay. Did they get hit by a frost yet? And
yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is to cut your chrysanthemum to about 3 inches from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Take your container that they're planted in, and if you can put it in your garage, in your tool shed, a barn, someplace like that where it's going to stay cold, they should be able to overwinter. And in the spring, they'll come right back up again.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that you'll have to do, maybe like once a month, go where your chrysanthemum is, and if the soil is beginning to dry out, give it a good drink of water so that the soil stays moist, so that the root system has moisture, and they'll do a lot better. Because if you just stick it in there and say, see you in the spring, the plant may dry out, and if it dries out, then it's going to die.
Okay. Now, the one I did put in the ground, that one I can mulch.
Yep, you want to cut it down to about 3 inches, and you can either put some bark mulch, some compost, some shredded leaves, some grass clippings. Make a mound about 6 inches high, and that will create a frost barrier, and that will help to have them survive the winter. Use pine needles or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You just don't want the ground to freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw. Once it freezes and you've got the mulch on it, the mulch or the compost or whatever you put on it will freeze and thaw, but the ground will stay frozen, and that will protect the root system.
Okay, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a great holiday season.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Olga from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her hydrangeas and then another question about her poinsettias.
Okay. Olga from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. Good morning.
Good morning. We've had such mild weather. It's amazing. I haven't done the wilt proofing yet, but I think you've inspired me to do that. The hydrangea hasn't bloomed for maybe a couple of years. It's about 4 feet high, and I've been pruning it, so it's not huge on top, but I haven't repotted it. And I really don't want to increase the pot size. I know you're supposed to increase the pot size. Can I do something with the roots if I repot it to, like, prune them or something to keep the same pot size?
Okay, now, these are the hardy hydrangea?
It's the tropical. I bring it, it's inside now.
Okay. What you need to do is you need to allow that plant to go dormant. Okay? It produces the flowers on the growth made the previous year. So if your plant is 3 feet tall and you say, well, it's kind of tall, I'm going to cut it down to 18 inches, there's a very good chance that you removed all of the flower buds on that plant. So the best time for you to prune back a hydrangea that's not flowering would be when it's in bloom, when you see them around you blooming. Okay? So usually they start to flower naturally during the month of July. And if you see that during July there are no buds, no flowers on that plant, then take the branches that are not blooming, cut it back by a third. It'll make some new growth. It'll make some buds off of the old wood, and it will bloom the following year, and your plant will stay shorter. Now, this is a florist mum, right?
I'm not sure what that is.
Did you buy it? Right. Did you buy the hydrangea?
I bought it had that curly trunk. You know, it was wound around a pole. Well, the pole's gone now, but it's not completely straight, and it's probably about a 2-foot trunk, and then maybe about 2.5 feet of green. And I've been pruning it when I brought it in. Maybe I pruned it at the wrong time.
Yeah, you've got to prune it at the time that it should be blooming. Because it blooms on old wood.
Uh-huh.
So if you bring it in and you take off, let's say, a foot, then all that new growth that was made that year contains the buds for the following year.
Okay, so I have new growth from this year, so I'm hoping that'll bloom next year then.
Right.
In July, is that the right time?
Right. So what you do is you wait until July. When you see that there are hydrangeas in your neighborhood in bloom, and any of the branches that are not blooming and that are really tall, then you can cut those back. But see, Cape Cod is a different climate than the rest of Massachusetts. Because you have water on two sides, most of your hydrangeas are going to be winter hardy. And today, there are so many new varieties of hydrangea. And you can get some that are two-tone pink. You can get some that are 10 different shades of blue or purple. You can get some that are even red. And on Cape Cod, they'll do beautiful. So what I would do, if this plant hasn't bloomed, it's possible that it is a florist mum, a florist hydrangea. And what they've done is it's grown in the south. It will not tolerate the cold winter weather. And it's forced to bloom in a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it's a lot easier for you. Go to a nursery, and on Cape Cod, you've got Hyannis Country Gardens, you have Mahoney's, and a lot of great nurseries. You can buy all these new varieties, even some with variegated foliage, and you plant them in the ground, and you don't have to worry about it from that point on once it's well established after a year.
Mm-hmm. So the southern ones, they still bloom in the summer.
Right. They still bloom in the summer. Or what you can do is after Christmas, bring it upstairs, put it in a sunny window, water, and fertilize it, and it will bloom for like Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
In May. So it's a plant that they can make a hydrangea bloom at any time. They could even make a hydrangea bloom on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on when they start it and how they take care of it. It's a plant that requires long days. So in a greenhouse, what they would do is when it starts to get dark around 4:30, quarter of 5 now, they would turn on the lights, and it would create long days, and it would help the plant to produce flowers for you, just like a poinsettia. A poinsettia is a short day plant.
That was my other question, because I've been putting it in the closet since the beginning of November.
Okay. Now,
when is it going to turn? It did turn red last year.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, now, you take that poinsettia out of the closet every day, right? And you put
right.
it in. Okay.
Yeah. And I haven't been religious. It's supposed to be sunrise and sunset, isn't it?
What I do to remind myself is I take a piece of paper and I write poinsettia on it and I scotch tape it to the hand near the handle of my refrigerator. So when I go to get the cream for my coffee for breakfast, it reminds me to take it out of the dark and put it near a window. And then at supper time, when we're cooking, my wife and I, it will remind me to put it back in the closet. And once you start to see at the very top of your branches that the stems are turning red, that's your signal that you don't have to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's changed from vegetative growth to flowering growth.
Mm-hmm.
And once it breaks that cycle, it cannot go back.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you red, then it's time to just leave it in a sunny window and feed it and take care of it.
Yeah, I don't have trouble remembering to bring it into the closet, but I don't get up early enough sometimes, so you know it misses the light at the beginning of the day.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so I've been doing that, and it was successful last year. Now, getting back to the hydrangea, I don't want to get another hydrangea. I'd like to see what I can do for this one. I think it may need repotting. Could it be root-bound?
It very well could be root-bound, but the time to repot it would be when you want to wake it up and you want it to break out of dormancy. If you do it now and you repot it, the soil's going to be dry, and if you give it a good drink of water, then it could wake up earlier than it should without resting, and it'll begin to grow, and you'll get new growth that will be leggy, and the plant will be top heavy, and it will kind of bend, and it'll just look like a mess. So do your repotting when you wake it up and you want it to begin to grow.
Well, when should that be? In the spring, then?
Yes.
Okay. And now, can I know you always recommend getting an inch or inch and a half larger pot. Can I use, I don't really want to get a larger pot because then it gets hard to move it in and out. You know, I take it outside in the summer.
Right. Then what you could do
can I root prune it?
You can root prune it. You can, with your hands, kind of claw at the root ball and remove some of the old soil.
Uh-huh.
And then when you repot it, you could add some fresh soil in the areas where you remove some of the soil. And that way you would have something rich and fresh to bite into. And that would help the plant in the long run.
Okay.
Thank you. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Vonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Vonide Wiltstop.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and it will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. We're running out of time. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ellie from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her boxwood.
Ellie, good morning. How can we help you with your boxwood today?
Good morning, Paul. What it is I really wanted to make a boxwood tree, but it cost so much it was ridiculous. I think I'll buy the plants. So what type of boxwood is it that they use that's soft? Because I saw a couple, and one of them, the branches were like wood. Some kind that's soft?
Well, the boxwood for the New England area, do you have a pen and pencil?
Yeah.
Okay. The Latin name of the boxwood is Buxus. B-U-X-U-S.
Yeah.
And the second name is Semper Finum. S-E-M-P-E-R-F-I-L-U-M. But it's also known, if you go to the nursery, as common boxwood. You don't want the English boxwood. You just want the common, everyday boxwood. And that's something that you can get.
Okay, that's great. Now, I got one other question. I bought one of those plants with all the herbs in it at Stop and Shop.
Yes.
Okay, now, do I water that, Paul, and water it once a week and then just mist it?
It should be watered as needed, but for most cases, it's going to be once a week.
Yes.
How many herbs are in the same container?
I think there's three or four.
Three or four, okay. What I would do for now, enjoy it as a dish garden. Okay?
Yeah.
And then after Christmas, when you have time, I would get some 4-inch pots. And I would separate the three plants, put them in each an individual pot.
Right.
And that way they're going to grow and be a lot nicer for you. Because what's going to happen if you keep the three different plants in the same pot, the ones that grow the fastest will, in time, choke out the slower growing ones.
Oh,
But if they're in individual pots, then they can grow at their own rate without competition, and they'll do real, real good for you.
Okay, and can I put them out in the summer in the garden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that you want to do, you want to mist the herbs at least a couple times a week. Do you have forced hot air heat or oil heat?
Oil heat.
Okay, oil heat is better. Now, if you have like a wood stove or a hot air heating system, the air gets dry.
Right.
And your plants tend to dry out at the same time. So if you could mist it even once a day, but if you did it 2 or 3 times a week and watered as necessary, take your finger, push it in 2 knuckles deep. If it's moist, leave it alone. Give it as much sunshine as possible, and they'll do really, really well for you.
Oh.
My wife and I take in herbs every year out of the garden in the fall. We dig them out. We put them in a 6-inch pot. And we put them near our bedroom window, which faces south.
Right.
And we have like little TV stands, tables that you want to eat watching TV.
Yeah.
And we put a couple of those in front of the window. And then we set our herbs in sauces on the TV tray tables. They get lots of sun. We water as they need. We feed it with the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer on a monthly basis, not every week. And they do very well. And then in the spring, we knock them out and we plant them back in the garden. But in the meantime, during the winter, we prune it. And we take those herbs and we put them in a salad bowl and we crush it. And we rub the salad bowl and then make a tossed salad and the flavor, and we'll cook with it. So that way you get the best of both worlds.
Right.
Thank you. And you have a great holiday season. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.